go. Just mine that tail onto the wobbly.
Don't want to lose the oaks.
Crack one open.
After.
They're empty.
Seven's rolling.
Seven's rolling.
Aaron, after the weekend, would you look at more of the stuff you did well or the stuff that still isn't right?
No different to most weeks, I think. Sort of come out of round three and you're still looking at what you worked on over the summer, you know, how you're transferring your training into how you play. And I think there was areas of our game, defensively, offensively, and in the contest that we really liked. And we could see our growth and those areas that we've still got to keep working on as well.
So what do you think's not working too well at the moment? What's still the real challenge?
Look, I think we've been pretty positive about where we're at the moment. You know, we've been able to start the year, you know, 3-0. We've won a tight game. We've had three games that have presented different challenges. And in each of those games, you know, there are things we've had to review and keep working through. But to sit here and say, you know, there's something in our game that's not working at the moment, you know, I don't think we're in that place.
Is there a reason why you haven't tried one of the three young ruckmen and none of them ready for AFL football yet?
Yeah, look, it's only been, I guess, two games without Paddy. You know, sitting here last week, you know, really happy with the job that Dixon did in helping us get over the line up in Sydney in those conditions. This week we thought, you know, Steph Martin is a great athlete, leaves contest really well, and we thought that Westy was a really good matchup and able to go with him in that space. Putting one of our young ruckmen out against him, a ruckman that plays that way, obviously would have been quite challenging and something we probably thought they weren't ready for. So, look, each week we'll address that. We'll have discussions about who our opposition is and who's ready, who's our best ruckman to come in for that game. But there's probably still a few weeks for us to keep working through that. So I'm sure we'll see some different looks over that time.
Last year, V. Essendon, Paddy Ryder dominated 40-something headouts, but you lose by 70 points. So sometimes it's not the ruckman that's the issue, surely.
Yeah, completely. And even on the weekend, I thought we battled away quite well at stoppages in the contest. And you know, some of those guys they're under pressure at the start there with how the ball's being played. But you know, the thing that hurt us on the weekend was Martin's ability to spread and get his hands on the ball post contest. So you know, the stuff in the contest, we're still able to keep competing, and it's just how we're able to lock away his influence outside of that.
If it's not one of the younger ruckmen that you consider, can you mix up? Rather than West off Dixon, it becomes another combination.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of Howard on the weekend as well. He did that prior to his knee injury a couple of years ago now when he first came in. And, you know, athletic type, you know, Dixon provides, you know, that real strength and stronger body probably against the bigger rucks that you come up against. And West is just so versatile. We ask him to play a lot of different roles for us. And then there's sort of been the new look that we're seeing a little bit in footy now is that, you know, Wines has actually done some stuff for us in there as well. So we just have to stay versatile with that, and we have to keep working through different looks. And as I said, you know, keep looking at who we're playing and what's the best mix for us that week.
The one you haven't mentioned, but it's quite effective for Melbourne when Max Thorne was down, was Jack Watts. Would you think about that one this week?
Oh, it's probably not one we've really discussed. I think, you know, Jack's playing a pretty important role for us in our forward half at the moment. And we've probably got, you know, Westy and Watts are quite similar in that regard. But you know, Westy's height is something that probably gives him the advantage in there. We see Jack as more of a forward link sort of player for us.
In terms of Ollie Wines, is he okay now? And obviously Dan Houston with the concussion?
Yeah, Ollie was just a rolled ankle, so he seems to be okay, and he probably just had a bit of a lesser week, but we expect him to come through, and Dan would just be monitored as any sort of head knock during the week, but also seemed okay.
The fans were fairly angry. How did you see the umpiring on the weekend?
I was watching more about what we did, to be honest. You're sort of, I guess, very specific with what you're looking at, as each coach is, and we probably put our attention into that space.
Steve Hocking came out and said that a few of the deliberate out of bounds were the wrong calls. What do you make of that? And do you think that rule, more so than any, is a bit of a lottery?
Look, I noticed a few in the games across the weekend, but you know, again, wasn't a major focus for me.
A lot of talk that Essendon's all offence and very little defence. Is that a perception at an AFL club like whatever?
It's not something certainly we've discussed or spoken about. You know, we think Essendon, you know, has got great defensive pressure around their small forwards and the different mix that they've got around the footy this year. So that's yeah, definitely not something we've discussed.
Aaron, what lingers from that game last year, the big margin and how it unfolded, but what still comes in your mind as to what has to be done right this week?
To be honest, nothing until you mention it then. You know, I think that we've grown a lot since then as a group. You know, we've had a really strong summer together. We've had a lot of new players, personnel come into our side. We've worked on how, you know, they all connect with what we're doing and the system and the style of footy that we play. So, you know, I think that game, thinking back, was a real outlier for us last year in regard to margin and performance. So it's not something that's bobbed up as a consistency for us. So we'll keep coaching the things that we want as consistencies in our game. And I don't think that you know, reflecting back on that performance is going to help us in any way.
What about the venue?
Venue, yeah, look, it's generally a fast deck. I guess the games that you see there on the weekend, yeah, scoring wise didn't reflect that. So I think it comes more down the style of footy and you know, what you're able to put out there defensively to stop the Bombers being able to be so potent with their offense.
Does Bell Chambers provide a similar sort of challenge to Stephen Martin?
Oh, look, they're completely probably different ruckmen. I think, as I said, you know, Steph's real advantage is his ability to really cover the ground. He's such a supreme athlete. And Bell Chambers is very much his strength is you know, very strong stoppage, strong physical ruckman that can also mark the ball. So completely, I guess, different challenges for us. And we'll talk again about our rucks and, you know, who's the best matchup and who suits his style of footy.
Did that day sort of prove to you that, I mean, there's a lot of talk a couple of years back about Ruckman being maybe on the way out, you know, now that Ollie comes in, and even Richmond doing what they do. But when we've sort of seen Gorn and Martin and these sorts of guys show that the Ruckman's still highly important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, those things are topical. You know, like when you see Nat Nui come back in and the influence he has, and even watching some of the centre bounces that he's able to produce yesterday, suddenly people start, you know, commenting on how influential, you know, ruckmen are again. Gorn's great game on the weekend, Steph Martin's high possession game. You know, it's horses for courses a little bit, and you know, I'm sure each of those guys will continue to go on and have an impact, you know, for a long time to come. And, you know, we know how important Paddy is to us, and you know, as the discussion is here today, you sort of see what we're working through at the moment to make sure we can cover until a player of that calibre can come back.
It's been about four weeks since Jasper Pittard did his hamstring
out there. Yeah, Jasper's going really well. He's trained strongly last week. He'll have a full week this week, and we'd expect him to be available for selection this week.
This week?
Yeah.
What about Patrick
Murray?
What's the update on him?
Yeah, Paddy was 4 to 6 2 weeks ago, so he'll be around still a 3 to 4 mark. Yeah, it's probably until he gets back into, I guess, full running. It sort of may a week come off a week out on, you sort of can't tell him until he gets going a bit, but he's coming along okay.
Is Todd Marshall someone you've spent a bit of time with, and how have you seen his development over the past 2 years?
Yeah, been really proud of Todd's first 3 weeks, and he's grown a lot as an individual and really matured, I guess, in the last sort of 6 to 12 months, and you know, not just on the field and his performance, but seeing, you know, a lot of individual aspects of him has been really pleasing for all of us at the footy club. He's worked through, like, he hasn't had, you know, big high possession games, but he's worked through games and just playing his role for us has got him into positions to finish, and he's become, you know, I think, kicked 7 goals the first 2 weeks, and had an impact on in both those games for us. But just really clever. I mean, you guys would see the little knock-ons, the little things he does in a contest that, as a young player coming in, you know, just his footy IQ and his knowledge of the situations is really strong.
Kellen, can you play Billy Frampton?
Yeah, look, Billy's definitely someone that we'll discuss. Sam Hayes the same. And look, whether it's this week, next week or down the track, you know, those guys are definitely tracking in the right direction. They each bring something different. As I mentioned before, that depending on who our opposition is, it will depend on what our mix looks like.
So Frampton play, just the other aspect on him, other than a ruckman, how would you fit him in?
Someone has to come out.
Yeah, but what role would you want him to play when he's not rucking?
No, if Billy came into the side, if Sam Hayes came into the side, you expect them to complete most of the day in the ruck. Both of them have the ability to play forward. One of the things that we've got in our Magpie side at Sanford level is that we have Frampton, we have Laddams, we have Hayes, that all spend some time in the ruck, but they're also developing their forward craft as well. So we've put a lot of time into their ability to move and play as a forward, to be able to work on their contested marking, their finishing, their forward pressure, their ground level skills. So it's not just, you know, three ruckmen all sharing equal time in there. You know, we're putting a lot of time into them as developing them as forwards so they can play that dual role.
So the key to that is if you do play them, you play them as a forward, you're going to be seen as top heavy in attack then, aren't you? So it makes another decision about how you play your forward system.
Yeah, possibly. And again, it's our mix. So it's again, you know, what's the opposition look like? You know, is it Charlie that takes the ruck time? If you did bring one of those guys, you expect them to take the ruck time and then change and alternate with them. But I guess with Watts and Marshall and even Dixon, when the ball's on the ground, we don't feel like we're big and heavy and too tall forward. We feel that, you know, those players at times are our best forward pressure players. So there's an expectation that if you're playing our forward line that you bring that forward pressure. And, you know, if it was Billy or Sam or whoever that came in, the expectation would be the same. And that's partly why we've been working so hard in their forward craft so they can play that dual role.
Just on Watts, how have you judged his first three games in a new team?
Yeah, look, Jack's played an important role for us. You know, he does a lot of the work up and down the ground and really creating that link play for us. You know, he'd be the first to admit that, you know, probably could have finished a couple more opportunities, and even to the point where he's, I guess he's, as a new player in, really trying to bring teammates into the game. But we've liked what he's brought so far. He's still learning our system and learning how, you know, Charlie and Robbie and Chad and Todd all move and how they all work together. So he'll just keep getting better as we go through.
Is Paddy in pain? Or how's this, the way these Achilles are going at the moment? Is he Paddy? Sore day to day?
No, I think he's pretty good day to day at the moment. Obviously just, you know, flared up there, which made him sore for a period of time, but he's walking around as normal now. He's completing his sessions and, you know, gets around day to day okay.
So, but running at full pace is probably what...
He hasn't got to that point yet, so he'll slowly progress and start to build up over the next few weeks, and that's when we'll start to get, you know, more of an idea as to how far away he is.
So you'd probably take him at 90% with you, or would you...
I think something like this, you pretty much make sure he's back to full strength so that we get a strong impact out of the last half of, or rest of the remaining part of the year when he's back and he's not in and out.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Anyone's phone?
Could be.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to get a knee.
Do you want to carry that?
Nah.
Stop recording.